So Olivia was born 6 weeks early and spent the first 3 weeks of her life in hospital. That must have been tough on everybody.
It was extremely tough, yeah. Her and her twin sister were both in intensive care for 3 weeks, and then we had a four-year-old at home.
What was wrong when they were first born?
Well, just being premature automatically puts them in a higher risk, but they both had apnea where they stopped breathing, so they had to be hooked up to monitors, and when they would forget to breathe, the nurses would have to give them a little shake to wake them up.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that would have been a real nightmare for you.
It was.
So take us on your journey leading up to when you went to Kids Ability. What was life like in those early months?
Well, the first few months that the twins were born, I don't really remember. It was extremely busy. I know that when Olivia was 3 months old, I started noticing that she was behind her sister. So I mentioned it to her pediatrician, and he said, well, it's probably just because she's premature, but we'll keep an eye on her. And then as time went on, she got further and further and further delayed. So we knew there was something wrong. We just didn't know what. And then when she was 9 months old, she had her first seizure. So that's how the ball started getting rolling with more testing. And she started therapy with Kids Ability at 10 months old. And at that point, she wasn't even able to roll over. She was almost like a newborn just laying there. She was happy, but couldn't really do anything.
So what was it like walking into Kids Ability that first day? What were you thinking when you went for that first initial visit?
I don't really know what we were thinking. It was kind of overwhelming, just wondering what was going to happen. But everybody there was so warm and inviting. And I don't remember the first person we met, but I know her first therapist has become a friend. Like, Olivia doesn't see her anymore. She's past that. But when she does go to Kids Ability and she sees her in the hall, she squeals and runs to give her a hug, and she's part of her family. So,
and she's now going to the Kids Ability school. What's that like?
It's fantastic. They are so good with her, and she loves it. She's developed and progressed so much over this past year. It's incredible.
What was one of the most significant milestones or challenges that she overcame?
She has overcome so many that I can't even pick one. I mean, just first off, you know, they taught her how to kneel, and then they taught her how to crawl, and then they taught her how to stand. And I mean, she just learned to walk a year ago, so she's still not completely steady. And, you know, she started a few words. So she's done physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, all through Kids Ability. And that's therapy that we probably wouldn't be able to do otherwise.
Did you think you would see the day that those...
No, I never thought I would hear her talk. I never thought I would hear her say mom. So hearing her say it for the first time was incredible. Yeah.
And you want to hear it a million times more, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't hear that enough. Yes.
What would you say to anybody listening right now about how important Kids Ability is?
Honestly, it is the best place for special needs kids. The resources they have and the staff there and the love they have for the kids, it's incredible. The things they do for these children, these kids get to reach their full potential through Kids Ability.
So how important was early intervention?
Early intervention is crucial because when they're younger, their brain can be redirected to different areas. So the sooner they get the help, then the more potential they have.
If you could say one thing to people listening right now to make a donation, what would that be?
Any little bit you have to help is incredible. There's so many kids waiting that need this service, and every little bit will help a child get the help they need and help them reach their own full potential.
And you know what it means to those parents.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible to see your child do things that you never thought were possible. Yeah.